In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding the subject of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushim Hinei. And actually, at the end of that shiur, we discussed the question of how does Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushim Hinei work? And we quoted a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos here, seemed to learn that every time someone is Mekadosh a woman, he does it Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and therefore if the Rabbanan see fit, they can be Mafkir the Kedushin. Other Rishonim say that has nothing to do with just saying Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. That is the Koyuch of the Chachamim. What will be the Nafkamina? The big Nafkamina will be that Rashi here clearly says, and that's the way we explained the Gemara when we learned the Gemara in our previous year, that what Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei accomplishes, and it's the Mafkir Kedushin L'Mafreya, as if she was never married. However, there are other Rishonim that don't learn it that way. They learn that Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei only works Mikana L'Habo. When we have this situation, let's talk about the situation that we have in our Gemara, where somebody was Mavatal to get in a way that he shouldn't have been Mavatal to get. So the Rabbanan had the koyach to be Mafkir a Kedushin. But that Hafkas Kedushin only works Mikan Ulahaba. It does not work retroactively. And this is a very important machloikis. It's obviously an important machloikis in the basic understanding of how Afkin Rabbanan Kedushin Minei. But also speaks to some fundamental questions. We know that, and Tosfos asked this question, that there's a concept of that we've learned in our Masechta Shem Yechapal Basa Choysoi. So Tosfos over here in our Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph Divrei Hamask of Afkinu asked the question that if somebody is married to a woman who was Mazana, and not only was she Mazana, but she got pregnant, she has a child, and that child is a mamzer, because she's an Eishes Ish. Why, asked Tosfos, should we not employ the following technique? Go and be mevatel a get. Go give her a get. Be mevatel it, not in front of the shliach or not in front of the wife. And the halacha will be that Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei, she was never an Eishes Ish. If she was never an Eishes Ish, then the halacha is that there's no problem with this child, that he's a mamzer. And in fact, Tosfos quotes the Ri that says, you're right, it's a great technique. Of course, this question that Tosfos asks is only a good question if we learn that Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei works retroactively and she was never Mekudeshes. However, if we learn Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei only works Mikana L'Habo, this question of Tosfos doesn't ever begin. The Rein Tam, however, Tosfos quotes, says that the purpose of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei was not to create shortcuts, was not to create a situation where we could be Matar Mamzerim, where we could say an Ishes Ish that was Mezana, we'll let her off the hook. It was only in the case that Al Gemara speaks, but it can't be spread to all situations. And therefore, the halacha is, you can't just say, we're in such a situation, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Hinei. Moreover, the Rashbam explains, why should we tell this person to do this and be mafkir kedushin, and create a situation that all his bias would be his nus because his wife was mezana. The Rav says that you can't say that a person should do this when he really doesn't mean to do what he's doing, only if to get out, to help his wife get out of this bind, to help this child not to be a mamzer. In other words, he's saying you can't go do something wrong and say, well, now it becomes acceptable. But again, as I said a moment ago, this is all if we learn that the Kedushin becomes nullified retroactively. However, if we don't learn that way, then there's nothing to discuss. Actually, the Rishonim and Achronim ask many questions based on this concept of a Fakinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei. One question is, in our Gemara, where we are using the concept of Fakinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei, so what happens if the wife was a Bas Yisrael and she was married to a Kohen? And now all these years, while she was married, she ate truma. And now because of Fakinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei, we're going to retroactively say that she was never married. So what happens to all the truma that she ate? So I saw in the Farshim answer, the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, the Pasuk says, Parach Hashem Cheloi, Upayel Yorad of Tirtza, Afilu Chulin Shabai. What is, and the Gemara explains, Rashi explains, what the Gemara means to say, is that let's say this, you have an individual who thought he was a Kayin, and he did the Avodah, and then it turns out that he was a Cholo, and all the Avodah that he did shouldn't have been done, he really isn't a kosher Kayin. The halacha is that since he did it under this misimpression, it's kosher. Another pshat, interesting pshat, that the Binyan Tzion says, that if as a result of being mafkir the Kedushin, and it's very similar to a vart that we said a moment ago, it'll turn out that Averis were done, under those circumstances we won't be mafkir Kedushin. Certainly, if we learn, like the Rishonim, as we said a few moments ago, that learn that Hafkar's Kedushin is only mekana l'haba, going into the future, l'mafreya, it's not a question. And the same question comes up. We know that a husband has a right to be made for Nadarim. What happens if the husband was if the Kedushin came were annulled? What happens to the Nadarim that the wife made during the duration of the marriage? There are Rishonim, there are Paiskim that say that she'll now be obligated to keep those Nadarim, because the Hafara wasn't good Hafara. But many Achronim say that there's nothing, that under all circumstances she need not be concerned about those Nadarim. The reason she need not be concerned about those Nadarim, explained the Achronim, is because Kol HaNedaris Adas Bala HaNedaris. When she made the Neder, she made the Neder on the condition that the person who she believes is her husband is truly her husband. And therefore, you can't, therefore, if that person, even though it ended up he wasn't her husband, was made for the Neder, said, I don't want this Neder, the Neder will become null and void. The Rashba already asks a question. The Rashba asks, and this is a very important kasha that the Rashba asks. We have, unfortunately, in the history of Klal Yisrael, too many situations of women who are agunas, whose husbands did not want to give them a divorce. And we know a divorce could only be given with the consent of the husband. So ask the Rashba, why when we have such a situation, should we not employ the concept of Hafkina Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei, and she was never married, and no longer a problem. So the Rashba says that you can't just say Hafkina Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei unless there's something that triggers it. Like Al Gemara, there was a get. But just to say Hafkina Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei without anything behind it, and if you think about all the examples that we spoke about in the previous year, at the beginning of the year, where we have throughout Shas, the Gemara employing the concept of Kinner Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei, you'll realize there was a specific situation that triggered it. But just that the Rabbanan should be able to say, Kinner Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei, we can't. However, there's a tshuva from the Mashan, in Chelek Aleph Simentes. The Mashan speaks about a terrible situation. There was a woman who was married, and Aid came and said that her husband died. And based on that aid coming and saying that her husband died, she got remarried, had a child. And then the first husband shows up. So we know the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, that she can't live with the first husband, she can't live with the second husband, and Havlad Mamzer. And the child is a mamzer. And here this woman, who didn't do anything wrong, ends up in this terrible predicament. So Marsham, and I want to emphasize that the Marsham says that this is lahalocha, v'loy lemaisa. The Marsham says, and actually I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chavov, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, says that Rav Uziel, who was at one time the chief rabbi of Israel, also wanted to employ this Eitzah, says, let the first husband write a get, then be mevatel the get, not in front of the wife or in front of the shliach, which according to Al Gemara, Afkin Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei, so it'll turn out that she was never married to the first husband, and we won't have a problem with her being married to the second husband, and more importantly, this child will not be a mamzer. And the Masham suggests that maybe we should employ this Eitzah. And the Masham says again that he only says this la halacha v'loy l'maisa. You can't be sure to employ it. Moreover, the Masham goes into a lengthy discussion. When can we employ these Takanas Rabbanan, and when can we not employ the Takanas Rabbanan? The Micha Shloima from Shloima Zalman Orbach, and Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Vav, has a lengthy tshuva on this, and he says 6 reasons why you cannot rely on this heter. He says, number 1, this entire concept of Kinner Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei is only valid midiraisa. Midrabbanan, the child remains a mamzer. Number 2, a concept that we discussed in our shiurim as well. We can't employ an Eitzah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that will create that the first husbands will be a znus. And again, the way I understand what he means to say is you can't create a matziv where a husband will be saving his wife from the serious avera of being an isha that was mazana. We're saving the child that was born from the second man from being a mamzer at the price that all the bias that he did with his wife while she was married to him are bias nus. That's not what Chazal meant when they employed this concept. Moreover, he says, if the husband is going to mevatel the get in front of one aid, so there are many that hold that the bittel is meaningless. If, on the other hand, the bittel will take place in front of two aidim, if they're not together, as the Gemara teaches us here as well, Machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that bittel is meaningless. On the other hand, that those that hold that the bittel will be good. So, in other words, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Masham's Eitz is only valid if we paskin the Midaraisa, the bittel is good, but the Chomo Mafkir Kedushin. If the bittel is not a good bittel, then she's certainly married, and we're not sure how to create a proper bittel. Moreover, as we learned in the Gemara, as we began this sugya, this whole concept, if we're going to employ the concept of Kinnar Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei, if the husband did the bittel improperly, is only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, the bittel is indeed a good bittel. And who says the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Maybe it's like Rebbe, who did want to indeed employ the concept of Afkina Rabbanu L'Kedushim Minei. And I saw that the Mefarshim all point out that it's interesting to note that the Rambam doesn't quote this rule of Afkina Rabbanu L'Kedushim Minei. Moreover, we go back to the Machlokes Rishonim that we discussed, where we discussed that Machlokes Rishonim, how does Afkina Rabbanu L'Kedushim Minei work? Does it work L'Mafreya till the beginning of their marriage? But we also quoted Rishonim in our Shia that said that if Kinnar Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei only works Mikana Labo. If it only works Mikana Labo, then it does. Then we haven't accomplished anything. Moreover, we only say if Kinnar Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei, the Vart of Rabbeinu Tam. You could only use if Kinnar Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei when it's not used deliberately. To go deliberately and create a situation of Kinnar Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei for some sort of benefit, that isn't what Chazal meant, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, with Kinnar Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei. And so too, I quoted earlier the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Chavov, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, in Chelek Tezvov, Simen Nun Ches, the Mishnah Halachis in Chelik Tes, Simen Reish, Chelik Zayin, I'm sorry, Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, all concur with Rav Shlomo Zalman, where you can't use Afkina Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei without, use this Eitz of the Marsham to save this woman.